trust in your promise. I'm gonna wait on you. Yes, I'm gonna wait on you. I've tasted your goodness. I'm trusting your promise. I'm gonna wait on you. Every step, yeah, you are the author, but there's no predicting what is next. But you hold the future, and all the questions, they come second to the one I know is true, yeah. Well, you've always been true, so I'm gonna wait on you. I've outgrown them, but that doesn't mean that I don't believe that there's something bigger than me. 'Cause I've seen it in a hospital room when the doctor said sorry. There's nothing more we can do. Well, it wasn't through. I've never seen a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. I've got a promise I can hold in the middle of the struggle. God, if you said it, you'll perform it. May not be how I want you to, but here's what I'll do. I'm gonna wait on you. I'm gonna wait on you. I've tasted your goodness. Trust in your promise. I'm gonna wait on you. Yes, I'm gonna wait on you. I've tasted your goodness. I'm trusting your promise. I'm gonna wait on you. Every step, yeah, you are the author, but there's no predicting what is next. But you hold the future, and all the questions, they come second to the one I know is true, yeah. Well, you've always been true, so I'm gonna wait on you. Jesus, I've tasted your good.
You should just wait. Instead of trying in your own strength, you should just wait. Instead of calculating what will happen if you go wrong, you should just wait. My steps are ordered by the Lord. Yeah, I should just wait.
They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings like an eagle, and their soar. They shall walk and not get weary. They shall run and not faint.
This is what happens when you wait. Happens when you wait.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Amen.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Amen.
Good evening.
Amen.
Good evening. Good evening. Good evening.
The song man say, wait
on the Lord.
On the Lord. We're going to wait on the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sometimes it's like a never-ending story. Mm-hmm. You know, when we are in a dark place waiting on the Lord, it's never easy. The waiting process is never easy, but
amen.
When it's all done and out, then it will be worth it. After all, it's going to be worth it after all. So we're going to wait.
Lord.
We're going to wait on the Lord, you know. And in every, that's one of the fruit of the Spirit, patience.
Patience.
You know, we have to be patient, and anyone that has been patient before knows that it's not easy to be patient. You know, we
get anxious.
Yes, it later gets so anxious. We prefer to know a date and time, and so okay, we need a date and time that this breakthrough is going to come through.
Yeah.
You know, so tell me that is going to happen next week or next year or next 10 years, but when you wait, then you don't know if it's 1 hour from now or the next minute from now or 1 year from now or whatever time. You know, it's really called for. It really called for that inner connection with God to comfort you as you wait, so you don't get discouraged or you don't get disheartened, you know. And it takes God himself, that hope, that is where that hope comes in, that we have been teaching about in Romans. When we have that hope, it causes us to wait without fainting. You know, it causes us to wait when we have that, when we know that we have a blessed hope and that our waiting won't be in vain.
Yeah.
You know, yes, so it's a good virtue for us to have patience. A lot of persons don't have it, and we display it in so many different ways. You know, even when we are supposed to form queues or line up in going into places and we are supposed to wait our turn. It's so hard to wait our turn, especially when the line is crooked, you know. Yes, and we show so much impatience as we go through life. But I pray this evening that we will be a people that are patient. You know, the songwriter said that he has been in hospital rooms and he have seen people getting bad reports, and he has seen people going like haywire, you know. But he has reached a place where he has a made up mind that he's going to wait on the Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Mighty God, we want to thank you for this, another time that we can sit around your table.
Okay,
We
Jesus.
thank you, mighty God, that you are here with us and you are here to feed us. Cause us, mighty God, to find your hand. Cause us to find your face. Cause us to see you as you are in the light of your word. We pray, mighty God, that our hearts will be set on you. We come against every distraction, anything, mighty God, that would cause our mind to stray. We pray, mighty God, that as we come to feast, that indeed for this hour that we'll sit around your table, that mighty God, it will suffice all our needs. We place everything in us, everything, every thought, everything, mighty God. We place it at the foot of the cross, even now, right where we are, mighty God. We erect an altar, an altar that we're going to lay down our heavy load. We're going to lay down anything, every sin that so easily beset us. And Lord God, we're going to kneel and we're going to look to you, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before you endured the
Hallelujah.
cross,
Hallelujah.
despised the shame, and is now set down at the
Is
right hand of God. We pray,
Hallelujah.
mighty God,
Thank
that even now you will come and make your abode with us.
Thank
Lord, we pray that when this session shall be done and out, that we would have testified that we have met with you, that we have seen you. Hallelujah. Moving in the pews in the name of Jesus. May the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart be accepted in your sight. You are my strength, my Lord, and my Redeemer.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Are you enjoying the book of Romans?
Yes. Yes.
Yes, Romans, 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 Romans. I always, whenever I'm reflecting on the book of Romans, I always go back to where Paul said to the Romans when he started in chapter 1, that your faith has been spoken of all over the world. You know, that's not like us, but that's a commendation to the church in Rome, because a lot of people don't have faith nowadays, so much so that the Romans' faith spoken of all over the world.
Yes.
Yes, and we have seen where we can learn so much still, you know, because the book of Romans is a doctrinal book, you know, it's a book for where you get a lot of teaching from. You know, it's deep teaching in it. You know, where Paul himself would have said to them that the good that I would, I do not, and the things that I should not, that's what I do, oh wretched man that I am.
Wretched, wretched, oh hallelujah.
Yes, to show you that we need God's grace and mercy to carry on this Christian life. We cannot walk this road alone. You know,
Wow.
Paul would have said that what shall separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus? He
Nothing.
mentioned tribulation,
Hallelujah.
distress, persecution. He said that to angels, nothing shall separate him from
From
the
the
love
love
of God
of
that is in
God,
Christ
Jesus.
Jesus, our Lord. You know, yes. Paul would have said, where sin abound, grace
Grace,
much more
grace,
abound.
yes,
You know, and
Hallelujah.
then Paul would have mentioned directly after that in another in the preceding chapter, you'd have said that, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound?
No way.
Oh, God forbid. Or shall we that are free go back, you know,
Talk
to
is from
where we
it.
were before? No. It's not so, you know. So it's a deep book, and we pray that God will give us the wisdom to understand it. Last week we looked at we were up to about chapter verse 8, where we were mentioning that wearily for a righteous person, anyone who die. Some might die for a person that is a good person. Someone might die for them. But God, demonstrated his love to us in that while we were still sinners, he died for us. You know, and we would have mentioned that no way we as we are we the people, you know, we naturally would really die for a sinner man. You know, nobody is going to want to stand in the in this in that place, but God did it. Christ Jesus took our place on that cross. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, so while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. That is a very important, that's a very important single sentence in the entire Bible regarding the nature of God's love. You know, it reveals to us the timings. It happened while we were still sinners, not after we cleansed, not after we cleaned ourselves up. You know, not after we show, we make promises, not after we start trying harder. You know, but the Bible said that while we were actively sinning at
Correct.
our worst,
Oh
in the
God,
most
help me.
repulsive state, in our most undeserving state, he died for us.
Yes.
You know, we cannot clean ourselves up. And you'd find people now, they would listen to a good Pentecostal message, a fire-filled Holy Ghost message, and right after they would have like an altar call, and they would not want to go to the altar call because they would say that the depths of sin that they're in, they need to clean up themselves first. But it doesn't happen like that.
That's a clean
You
up.
come just as you are. You know,
Amen.
just as you are.
Amen.
Yes, you don't have to wait. You don't have to go
Never
try
be
to clean
coming
yourself
home.
up because we can never clean
All right.
ourselves up. You know, we need the blood of Christ to clean, to make us clean, make
Thank
us whole
you,
again. What can wash away my sin?
it's nothing but
Nothing but the
blood.
blood of Jesus. You know, it
Amen.
shows also the action, what Christ did. Christ, this is not a gesture. This is an ultimate sacrifice that Christ has made. It's not something that he promised and did not keep. He made that profit,
Yes.
that sacrifice.
Yes.
It's giving his life. Not, and this was not just any life, but a spotless life, a
Oh,
sinless
yeah.
life, the
Yes, oh,
life
yeah.
of the eternal Son of God. And we are the beneficiaries of that sacrifice. You know, we were sinners, enemies. We were powerless. We were ungodly. You know, and we could not do anything to earn it. You know, we did not deserve it. But God, he did it for us. Amen.
Amen.
Now
Amen.
Christ demonstrate his own love. You know, it means that he establishes, he prove, he shows beyond doubt. The cross is not merely an expression of love. It is the irrefutable proof of love that God have for his people. You know, if you ever doubt God's love, if suffering makes you question it, you know it happens sometimes when we go through suffering that we question God's love. If failure makes you feel unworthy of it, you have reached a place where you think you have failed so much that you don't deserve God's love. Evil circumstances may make you wonder if he cares, if you are that place. Paul points us to one place, the cross. He points us to the cross. When you look, the cross is a settled historical objective, undeniable demonstration of God's love. You know, it's not a feeling that comes and goes. It's a fact anchored in history and a specific day in a specific place. God's son hung on a Roman's cross. You know, same place in Rome, dear Paul was writing to that church. He hung on that cross in Rome, a Roman cross, and died died for sinners. And this event proved God's love beyond any possible doubt. And Paul would later declare that he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Romans 8:32. You know, because of what? He has done the bigger part. And Paul would have said that later down in the passage, that he has done the bigger part. God has done the bigger part for us already. The best part of it all, where he would give up the life of his only son for us to redeem us from our sin. So if he had done that bigger part already, you know, how much more will he not do the smaller parts? You know, attend to your needs. How much more will he not heal you when you're sick? How much more will he not respond to you when you cry out to him? How much more will he not protect you when you need protection? You know, he has done the bigger part already. Redeemed us, set us free. You know, since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? You know, Paul moves from the demonstration of love to its legal consequence. He introduced the "how much more" argument. How much more? You know, there is no depth, no height where God can come and find you and do with you, you know, what his will would encompass for you, for our life, what is perfect will. You know, no matter what our stage is, or no matter what our circumstances may be, know for sure that God, who died for us while we were yet sinners, you know, is able to see us through whatever challenges we might go through. Amen. We are justified by the blood of Jesus Christ. You know, and his blood, you know, that's the sacrificial death. It speaks of his blood that was shed on the cross. You know, when we look at Old Testament sacrificial system, the blood represents life given in death. Amen. The blood of animals would cover sin temporary. The blood of Christ removes sin permanently. The Old Testament sacrifices could not have to be done as often as you know, as often as possible to atone for the sins. And the priest would enter into the Holy of Holies once per year to offer sacrifice, a blood sacrifice. But Christ did it once and for all. Amen. Old Testament sacrifice were provide a temporary covering for sin, but Christ's blood removes permanently.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, the Old Testament sacrifice would points towards the true sacrifice. You know, and the true sacrifice is in Christ Jesus. The law in the Old Testament time only could let you feel guilty of sin. You know, it identify your sin. It identify where you have missed the mark. But it doesn't provide that cleansing, that it doesn't provide that atonement for it. It's just like an X-ray machine. The X-ray machine or that machine would tell you what's wrong with the body, but it doesn't fix it.
Amen.
Yeah, it doesn't fix it. That's what the law does. It uncovers sin, but it doesn't fix it. But here we have the man Christ Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes, he comes and he fix it. And we are justified by his blood.
Blood.
Means that Christ's death is the legal basic upon which God declares sinners righteous. Scriptures tell us that our righteousness is like filthy
Filthy
rags.
rags.
We have to be clothed in Christ's righteousness. We have to be covered in that, in his righteousness. Our righteousness cannot make it. We have to depend on him. Amen. Yes, and Paul would have mentioned again, if God did the other thing, justify us while we were yet sinners, how much more will he not do the easier thing, save us from the future wrath,
Right to come.
so that we are justified. And scripture tells us that he who had begun a good work in you will see it through to completion. And don't believe that he's going to take us somewhere
He
where he
was
cannot
there,
keep us.
Jesus.
He's not going to leave us halfway. If he has done the bigger work already, let our faith grow so much so that we will believe, we will know without a shadow of a doubt that he will see us through whatever obstacle we are going through. No wonder why when we started off this evening, we'd have mentioned about patience, because it takes much patience
Patience,
in
endurance,
going through,
yes.
and endurance in going
Hallelujah.
through the Christian walk. There's
Yes,
no
that's easy.
shortcut to it. There's
Yes.
no shortcut. You got to go through the blood.
Jesus.
Some through the fire, some through the flood, but all through the
Good.
blood. We have to go through the blood of Jesus. It takes much patience and made up mind. We have to have a made up mind that
Focus.
even when
Man.
we go to sleep with the problem, we pray and we make our resolutions and we declare, we make our declaration and resolutions and say, this problem, we're not going to wake up with it tomorrow morning. It must go tonight. Tonight, we're not going to wake up with it. And you go on your sleep and you wake up back with it tomorrow morning. What are you going to do? Does it mean that God doesn't hear you? He's trying to bring character, build character and patience. Let you exhibit the fruit of the Spirit, patience. It takes patience as a child of God. Sometimes you will pray and the thing does happen right away. But there is another time that is taking you through patience to teach you, to teach us. Amen.
Yes.
So we are saved from God's wrath. Many people, as I said last week, many people don't want to talk about the wrath of Almighty God, but the wrath of God is real. Christ Jesus was the only one that would pacify the wrath of God when he went on that cross, did the cross work, and then we accept him as Lord and Savior. That's where the wrath of God is pacified against us. But if we don't accept the saving grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, if we don't accept the cross work and what he did and his resurrection to give us life and hope, then we are under the wrath of Almighty God. The wrath of God doesn't shows our even attempt to show that a flaw in God's character. It is necessary because he's perfect and holy. He cannot remain neutral in the face of evil. So if one practicing evil, practicing sin and whatever, the wrath of God will be upon such ones, because he's not going to stand. His face cannot behold evil. He's going to turn away from
Amen.
it. Amen. He's going to turn away from it. He said, the ears of the Lord is not deaf, nor
Yeah.
his hands short. But it mentioned that your iniquity has separated you from him. Not that he doesn't see what you're going on with, but he just leave you to your own reprobate mind. He takes note and know, even though he turn his face away from you, but he still know what you're going on with. And he leave you up to your own reprobate mind, as Romans chapter 1 in the latter verse would say. You know? Yes, so just like a judge cannot be a righteous judge or a good judge if he overlook the wrongdoing of people. You know, he have to, in order to for him to be a just judge, he have to judge rightly. Amen. But because of the blood of Jesus Christ, the cross work, we can stand justified, knowing that there is therefore no condemnation. We are not under condemnation, according to Romans 8, verse 1. No condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Amen. So we stand in that liberty. No. Amen. Verse 10 said that, for if while we were enemies of God, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? You know, Paul would mention again the how much more, how much more. If Christ, if last year, you were sick and you prayed and God healed you and delivered you, and then this year maybe you feel like you're broke, busted, and disgusted. You feel like you're under siege from the left and from the right. It's like you have no peace. The same God who has delivered you last year from sickness, don't you think he is good enough to deliver you again? How much more, you know, he's able to deliver us. So if you have a testimony last year and whatever, do you believe that he's leaving you at that testimony last year? He's going to give you more and more and more. So there are higher heights and deeper depths in him as we trust in his amazing grace, as we give ourselves to him. There is more and more and more. So it's never, is it doesn't end until we have entered into the pearly gates of heaven. As long as we're on this side of eternity, as long as we're on this earth, we're going to go through trials. We're going to go through suffering. We're going to cry. Amen. We're going to have our heart broken. We're going to be disappointed. You know, we're going to have some low moments. We're going to have some moments in the valley. You know, we're going to have some mountaintop experiences when we feel as if we're untouched. We're untouchable. Where we can actually see Christ with Moses and Elijah being
Amen.
transfigured. We're going to have moments like those when we don't want to come down. You know, but remember that is in the valley that he restores our soul.
Soul.
Is in the valley that our character is built. Is in the
Yes.
backside of the desert that Moses would have seen the burning bush, you know, and realize that he got to take his shoes off his feet because he's now
Holy ground.
entering into holy grounds. Is on the is in the valley
Hallelujah.
that we get strength to
Amen.
climb the mountain. If you don't have any energy from in the valley, how can you climb the hills going up into the mountains?
Amen.
You have to be restored in the valley so
Jesus.
that you can mount up with wings as
Yes,
eagles to
yes.
climb up on the mountain top. Many of us want to be on the mountain top miraculously, but it doesn't work so. We got to be strengthened in the valley. Amen.
Amen.
Before we can climb up on the mountain top and be strengthened to stay there. Because if you're climbing the mountain and you're weak, you're going to fall back down, all the way back down. Amen. Amen. So we are reconciled. Reconciliation means restoration of a broken relationship. Christ has reconciled us. It is not just the removal of penalty. The removal of penalty is justification. But this is reconciliation is the restoration of fellowship. We are reconciled to God. Christ bridged the gap. He has bridged the gap so we can now freely enter
Into the
into
holies
the
of
throne of
all.
grace so we can obtain mercy and find grace in times of great need. When he said it is finished on the cross, the veil in the temple tore. That's a veil leading from the holy place to the holies of holy. It was torn from top to bottom and giving us free access to the throne of grace. So we now can enter boldly into the throne of grace and obtain mercy. Amen. Yes, so Jesus did not merely died and stayed dead. He rose from the dead. Amen. And he lives eternally, reigning at the right hand of the Father, according to Hebrews 7, verse 25. And because he lives, he intercedes for us continually.
Amen.
How good it feels to know that our Savior Jesus Christ still continues to intercede for us. He still continues to pray for us. He still continues to present us faultless. He's able to
Your
present us
throne.
faultless before his throne with
Hallelujah.
exceeding joy, happy.
Amen.
Exceeding joy. He's able to do that. And he lives because he lives. He sustains us by his power.
Yes, and his grace.
Yeah, he sustains
Yeah.
us. So as we go through this Christian life, we have to be purposeful to let our senses die, because those senses that we have is them cause us to stumble every now and again. The eyes, the seeing, when we see too much,
Here.
and when we hear too much. The senses, they are the one that causes us to falter as we go on. So let the senses get numb so that the Spirit of God can emulate
And
in
this.
us and really establish itself in us so that we can be more and more transparent.
Thank you, Jesus.
The more and more we climb up to Calvary, the more and more we go in the presence of God, is the more transparent we become. Is the more transparent we become, because the closer we draw to God, is the more sin is magnified in our life. Is the more unworthy we feel, because now sin is now magnified in our lives. Amen. As we enter in his presence, you see Isaiah. When Isaiah went up, he said, "In the year that the king Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and lifted up, and his chain filled the temple."
Yes,
And he went
was
down to
that?
say, "When the Lord said, who shall go for us?"
He
And
says,
Isaiah said,
"You."
"No, I cannot go, because I live among some people that have some lips that are unclean. Live among liars, backbiters. Live among some sorcerers." He said, "No, I cannot go. I cannot do it, And because now sin is magnified, everything is around him is it's just magnified. He becomes so transparent. That the angel would have taken that coal from off the altar, live coal, and put it on his lips. Cleanse him."
Cleansing,
Yeah,
cleansing.
cleanse him. Amen. So, Paul's argument, if Christ's death accomplished the greater work of reconciling enemies, how much more? So we just walk with that word this week. How much more? Whatever challenges you go through, just remember the word, how much more? If Christ has done that for me already, how much more will he not do this for me? If he had been so faithful to me in the past, how much more will he be faithful to me now and in the future? Yes, and as I said last week, if you believe that your best days are ahead of are behind you,
And you.
then you're living a defeated life. We as people of God need to know that our best days are ahead of
Ahead
us.
of us.
Yes, live with that assurance. Live with that hope that our best days are ahead, not behind. Amen. Yes,
Amen.
you become hopeless if you feel that your best days are behind you, because now you have nothing to stretch forth for. You have nothing to stretch forth for the higher calling, to the higher mark. You're not stretching anymore because you think that your best days
Oh
has
my God.
passed.
Amen.
But hold on to the word that your best days, our best days,
Before.
are ahead of you. We have not yet climaxed. We have not yet reached our climax. Amen. We're still pilgrim going forward. And we have some lovely days coming. We may be in the
Better
middle.
days are coming
Yes,
by.
better days are coming. We may be in the middle of a calamity now. We may be in the
Praise
middle of
God.
weeping and mourning. We may be in the middle of hunger. We may be in the middle where we feel as if all hope is gone. But hold on to the word that your best days are ahead. It has not yet gone. Amen.
My
We are
God.
still here as long as our eyes are open and our heart is beating. As long as we are anchored in Christ, know for sure that our best days are ahead of us. Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
Amen.
so Paul would have mentioned in verse 11, not only is this so, but we also boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ. This is another boasting that Paul is introducing here.
You can
We
see
are he's boasting in God. No, right? You remember when the passage just started, chapter 5. You remember the first boasting that he mentioned? Chapter 5, verse 2. Somebody read that. Romans chapter 5, verse 2.
by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God.
Yes, so that's the first boast in the glory of God. The hope in the glory of God. All right? You remember, hope in the glory of God. That's future destiny.
Promises.
Yeah, that's a promise. Future destiny. Hope in the glory of God. That's the first boast. The second boast was in verse 3, where he said that we not only
Story
boast in the hope, but we also boast in
so
suffering.
amen.
And the suffering is the present trials. All right, the present trials that we're going through, we're boasting in it. So, one, we're boasting in the hope of the glory of God. Two, we're boasting in the suffering that we're going through now. And three, we're boasting in God Himself. That's the ultimate source of everything. God is the ultimate source of everything. We are boasting in God Himself. So the final boast is the highest and the most comprehensive. The boast in the glory of God is the most comprehensive boast that we can boast. Is the boast that maketh faith arise and maketh hope alive. Faith is going to arise and hope is going to be alive. Our hope now is going to breathe. Our hope now is going to have the power of Almighty God that has saturated our heart and build us up in faith.
Hold faith.
Because are now boasting in God Himself. Amen. So we don't merely boast in what God gives us. It's not the gifts that we're boasting about now, you know. It's not the gift. It's not what God would bless us with. It's not the blessing that we're boasting on now. It's the blesser, God Himself. We're boasting in God Himself. We're not boasting in the peace and the grace and the hope and the reconciliation that we have, but we're boasting in God Himself.
Yes, yeah, yes.
The means of our blessing. God is not, should not just be seen as the means of our blessing, but God should be seen as the source of our joy.
Amen.
Is our joy, you know, not only be seen as the source of the peace and the joy, not only be seen as the source of it, but it should be seen as our joy. It should be seen as our peace.
Yeah.
As our love. You know? Yes, so this is where ultimate focus would take place now. When we're focusing on Him, when we're forgetting about His hands, and we're looking straight into His face. We're seeking His
Thank
face
you, Jesus.
And not His hands.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, not the things that He gives us that we can see, that we have downloaded into the physical from out of the spiritual, but the things that are yet still in this spiritual, where God exists. That's where our boast is, that we can go into the holies of holy. You know, that's where our boast is, that we can go into the holies of holy and we can behold His splendid glory.
Hallelujah.
You know, when our heart is not hardened, but it is soft, that when we go into the presence of God, we just melt in His presence. We have now experienced a greater hope and a greater joy to know that when we go to Knee City, something happens when we get up off our knees, because we know that we have heaven's door have been opened in our favor. And that's where our boasting is, to know that we are in contact with the source of everything. And not only so, but we know Him and the power of His resurrection be made conformable unto His death. We are now experiencing knowing God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The psalmist declared, "Who have I in heaven but you? And on earth, has nothing I desire beside you." That should be our focus. That should be our determination. Earth has nothing I desire beside you.
Yeah.
You know, earth has nothing I desire beside God.
Oh, Jesus.
So much so that the psalmist would have said, "As the deer panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after you,
O God." Oh, yes.
You know, I am longing. That's where the longing comes in now, where we are longing for Him, where we draw in strength from Him, because we realize that our strength at best is weak, and all we need Him to carry. So this boasting is through our Lord Jesus Christ. The boast that we have in God is through our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the mediator, always will be the mediator. He is forever the mediator. Christ is our way to God. And it's the only way.
Bridge.
He is the only way. There is no other way. You cannot get to God through Buddha, Hinduism, or whatever. You have to go through Christ.
Through the blood. Hallelujah.
He said that He is the door.
Yes.
He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. He is everything.
Jesus, Jesus,
everything
Jesus.
We have.
Jesus, Jesus.
From God is through Christ.
Thank
Everything
Lord,
you and
God.
I could ever
praise
get from God.
God
is through Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise
Amen.
God. Thank you, Jesus.
Our reconciliation is not something that we achieve, it's something that we receive.
Yes.
Reconciliation.
Oh, yes. Oh,
we
yes.
did not
Oh, yes.
achieve it, we receive
Jesus.
It. Amen.
Faith, by faith.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
We receive it by faith. So we have this security for us in believers. You know, if God save us at our worst, when we were sinners and enemies, he will not abandon us now at our best.
Jesus.
You know, if the death of Christ was sufficient to reconcile us, the life of Christ is more sufficient to keep us. You know, if Christ's death was sufficient to reconcile us to God, how much more? The life of Christ is more than sufficient to keep us. Because
Hallelujah.
He rise so that we may have life and have it more abundantly. You know, our salvation does not depend on our ability to hold on to God. I want you to take note of this, you know. Our salvation does not depend on our ability to hold on to God. It depends on His ability to hold on to us.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So when we have this change of mind, when we have our thought really conformed to the will of God, we're going to realize that you and I, we don't have the strength enough to hold on. The ability to hold on to Him.
Lord.
We have to let go and let him hold us, hold on to us.
Yes.
You know, you may say, Brother Scott, you may disagree with me and say you need to hold on to God. But if He don't give you that strength or that clearance to hold on, you can't. Is His ability, and when you look at the scriptures, all right, look at this scripture, St. John 10, verse 28. He said, I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish.
Never perish.
No one will snatch them
out of my hand.
Yes.
So we are in the hand of God.
We cannot do it.
We are in the hand of God,
thank
and He's
Lord.
Keeping us there. He's holding us in there. So He's the one that is keeping us. So God, from beginning to end, God is the initiator. One of the most striking features of this passage is that God takes the initiative at every point. Every point as God is taking this initiative.
Thank you, Lord.
Verse 8, God demonstrated His love. It's not
oh,
you demonstrated
God.
Your love.
Yes.
We didn't demonstrate our love because we were like blind.
Jesus.
Gone so
without a
far away, like a sheep without a shepherd. But God demonstrated His love. And look at verse 6, that Christ died for the ungodly. Not we died, but Christ died for the ungodly. And then verse 11 said that we receive reconciliation.
Oh God.
We receive it. We did not achieve it. We did not earn it. Right, but we receive it. We did not achieve it.
Jesus.
We receive
Open
it.
My heart,
we receive
oh God.
Reconciliation.
Thank
Who
you,
did we receive it from? God.
God.
Christ died for the ungodly. God demonstrated His love. Not we demonstrated our love to God, but He
but
demonstrated,
God demonstrated
love to
His
us.
love.
The salvation from start to finish
love.
Is a divine initiative.
God's
we were powerless. God acted.
God.
We were enemies. God reconciled. We were sinners. Christ died. The glory belongs entirely
to
God.
God.
To God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
He has done.
He has done. Thank you,
to
Jesus.
God be the
best.
glory.
Hallelujah.
Great things He has done.
Done.
Amen.
You know, so the verses that we have looked at, Romans chapter 5, 6 to 11, is the Mount Everest of God's love. It shows us that God acts
love.
When we were helpless. It shows us that God pursues when we were running away. It shows that God sacrificed when we were undeserving. It shows that God saves completely,
Hallelujah.
Finally, and eternally.
Thank you,
what
Jesus.
greater love has
Hallelujah.
Man than this?
Oh, thank you,
Man laid down
Jesus.
His life for
Thank
us
you,
all.
Jesus.
There's no greater love. There's
No,
no
none, none,
deeper
none.
sacrifice, no more costly gifts, no more stunning acts of grace. For
Thank you.
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have eternal life. The cross was not merely an event in history. It is the central revelation of the heart of God. And it declares with thundering finality, you are loved, you are forgiven, you are reconciled,
hallelujah,
you are saved.
Oh God.
Not because of who we are. Not because of who we are, but because of who
he is.
And what he has done.
Jesus.
Not because of who we are, but because of who he is and what he has done for us.
Praise God.
He has purchased our redemption. He has set us free. And there is therefore now no condemnation.
None.
You know, you may have flashbacks. Every now and again, you may have flashbacks and whatever. But use those flashbacks as stepping stone to increase your hope. Know that when the devil come and whisper your flashbacks, your what you have done in the past to you, rebuke him and let him know that the blood of Jesus has set you free, and there is therefore no condemnation.
You're covered.
You're covered under the blood. Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen.
What manner of love has the Father has bestowed upon us,
because
so we can be called the children of Almighty.
I'm covered.
Amen. Amen.
Satan, I'm covered under the blood.
Amen. He loves us.
Thank you.
Oh, the songwriter said, oh, how he loved me. I know not why I only cry. Oh, how
he loves me. Oh, how he loves me.
Jesus.
You know, Third John said that, not that we love him, but he loves us. You know, because our love is like it fluctuates every now and again.
Yes.
But his love never fluctuates.
Steadfast.
His love is steadfast. It never fluctuates. And each time our love fluctuates, we let loose. That is why we can't hold on. He's the one have to hold us. God is the one have to hold us. So each time our love fluctuates, we take time, let go a little. So we now have a firm grip again until we see our breakthrough comes true. Then we hold on back again tight. But as soon as he mash it through, one more time, we start to let go. Bit by bit. You know, so let us just hold fast. Hold fast to God. Amen. Hold fast to his word. Hold fast. Amen. And that doesn't mean you are the one that holding yourself unto him. He's the one. Remember that he's the one that is holding us, which is righteous right hand. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Anything to share before we close this evening? Anything that you want to share with us? Amen. Any feedback? Any takeaway? Any takeaway, people of God? Amen. 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 All right. So we're going to stop here. It's 9:00. We're going to stop here tonight. We're going to pick up next week, God's willing, from verses 12 to 21. And I think that's the end of it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. You're quiet this evening. What happened?
Yes, it's true.
Mm-hmm. Yes. What happened? I lose your tongue in the name of Jesus.
Yeah, release.
Yes, release. Don't be disheartened. You know? Yes, we have reached it.
Yeah.
I know it's a lot to chew on.
We are saturated with his love.
Yes, I know it's a lot.
Yes,
it's a lot
yes,
to
yes.
chew on.
The mystery
and it
of it,
was
the
meant
mystery
to
of it,
be.
the glory of it,
Yes.
the beauty, we are saturated, we are covered.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
My takeaway is that there is no condemnation in Christ Jesus. I am redeemed by his blood.
My God.
Amen, Sister Eva. Amen.
Amen. There is no condemnation.
No condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Yes.
None.
Yes.
None.
No condemn. Thank
and the
you.
Word of God says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So here we are hearing the Word of God. And one thing that we know that he's going to do is to increase our faith in him. And the Bible tells us that anything that is done without faith is what?
Not of God.
Yes, it is.
It's sin. Anything done without faith is sin.
Yes, you have to have faith.
Yeah, we have to have faith as children of God. We have to have faith, unwavering faith.
Strong faith. Hallelujah.
Strong faith. We have to have strong faith in him. You know, we have to, is nothing that you and I can do of our own. We need Jesus now more than ever.
Never. Yes.
Yes, we need him.
Hallelujah.
We cannot do it on our own. When trouble comes in our life, we can't fight it by ourselves because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. We can't tackle that on our own. That is why we need the burden bearer, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We need him to pilot us through. You know, this Christian life is never meant.
We have to trust in him and know that there's no greater love.
Hallelujah.
Amen, Sister Nicole. There's no greater love. This, you know, it has shed abroad in our life. It's not little tickle or little drips.
Amen.
It is a big flood. He flood our heart with his love.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, and if you're at a place where you doesn't feel his love, it would mean one of two things: that you're harboring sin in your life, so much so that it black off the love of Christ that is shed abroad in your life. You know, and there's a that's where we need to separate ourselves there from the very presence of sin. Amen.
Yes, so, amen.
The grace of God can just burst afresh right through our life, so that there's no hang up when it comes on to know for sure that God's. Do you believe that God's love you this evening?
Amen. He does.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
He loves me. I know he loves me. He loves me. He loves me. Just speak that over your life this evening. Don't say, God, I know you love me. Just speak that over your life. Just say, God, I know you love me.
I know he loves me.
You love me, Lord. You love me. You love me so much. Yes, he loves us. He loves us. He loves us. You know, he loves us. He loves us. And
yes, Jesus loves us.
Yes. Yes. So we stand firm and that knowing that God loves us. Amen. He loves us. He loves us. You know, when I see the battles that are behind me, that has already been won.
Hallelujah.
And I look back and I see that I could not have fight by myself to get off, to disassociate myself from these battles. I was an alcoholic. I could not stop drinking alcohol by myself.
Standing.
Yes, Minister Lynette, I was the last man standing. Everybody was drunk and I'm still standing. But God has redeemed and set me free.
Last man standing. Hallelujah.
When I look and see where he
He
has
brought you
journeyed
from.
with me
My
from.
God, my God.
Yes.
How could I not praise him? How could
Yes.
I not
Praise
praise him?
God.
The
When I
last one
see where he
standing.
has
The
journeyed with
last
me
one
from.
standing. Oh God.
He didn't pick me up when I cleaned myself off. He picked me up while I was still in my mess.
Oh God. Thank you,
I could have
Jesus.
cleaned
Thank you,
myself off.
Jesus. Yes,
Thank you, Lord, for your saving grace.
I remembered when I reached a point when I said, enough is enough.
Amen.
And I said, okay. And I would pack up everything and I say, all right, I'm done with this lifestyle. And within a week,
You're
I
gone,
take
bro.
it back again. Weekend coming, and I have to take it back again. And then I said, no, I remember that some spirits, some principalities and powers cannot let loose until you fast and pray. And I said, I'll need some fasting and prayer. And I went through the whole night prayer meeting, whole night prayer meeting. And when that after that prayer
Hallelujah.
meeting, right through until 5 o'clock, daybreak. And after that prayer meeting, I have no,
No
there's nothing
desire.
in my heart
Your
tugging
God is so
toward
good.
that direction anymore.
God is so good. Amen.
Yes, I don't live alone. And those that live with me can bear testimony of it.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, I don't live alone. Maybe if I live alone
Amen.
and I'm here by myself, maybe you could doubt my test. You could doubt what I'm saying. But the mere fact that I live with my wife and my son, they can testify of it. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, so God love me, and I know He love me, and I know He love you too. No matter what the enemy tell you, God love your people. You
Jesus,
think
Father.
you could be
Amen.
here
Oh,
on
yes.
this Bible study for now it's 8 minutes after nine. You're here for like an hour and 8 minutes. You could sit down under the word of Almighty God without feeling slumberish or sleepish or get frustrated and tired and then eventually you would come off. Is the love of God constrains you that will
Oh,
keep
God.
you to let you have an appetite for his word. We cannot have no appetite for the things of God unless his love has shed abroad in our heart. That's when our appetite for spiritual things is released and opened up. You'd turn the station, the dial, and the radio, and when it reached a preaching or something, you'd quickly turn it off because you have no appetite for that. That's not where your appetite is.
Is.
You could pass a million church every day and you'd never attend one because you have no appetite for the things of God. But let there be a party or a dance hall somewhere. Your appetite will be opened up, your mouth will be draining water because you must go and taste and see that the party is good.
Good.
But the fact that you are here tonight, that you have logged on, it shows something of character that has been developed in you. I know that everyone here, we're going through different seasons in life. Some of you may be in some hell and high water even now, but it's there for a purpose. I've get to understand that there are some good trouble. I've get to understand that there are some good tribulations and trials. It work out for your own good. It work out for our own good.
That's
You
true.
know, there was a guy in jail, and he came out as a Christian, and after that he thanked God for the trial that led him into that jail because it was in that jail that he received Christ.
Oh, God, glory to God.
I've seen people
Oh, God.
that they were sick in the hospital, terminal illness in the hospital, and they didn't know Christ before. And when they're in that situation, they come to know Christ as their Lord and Savior. Some of them get healing
So
and
sweet to know
walk
the
out, and
Lord.
some of them gone home to live with God
Hallelujah.
for eternal
Hallelujah.
years. That's a good
Thank you, Jesus.
trial and suffering.
Temptation.
So not every time that someone is going through a season of trials and suffering, it shows an absence of God. It's the very presence of Almighty God, because He is going to use that trials and suffering. There is no temptation taking you, but that is common to man. But God is faithful, who will never cause you to be tempted above which you are able, and He will, with the temptation, make a way of escape that you and I may be able to bear it. So whatever trials or troubles that is affecting you, even now, know for sure that He is going to elevate you from it. And when you shall look back at it, you're going to say, to God be the glory. Things He has done. So love ye the world that He gave us His Son. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. As we close off tonight, I just want to take this opportunity to welcome you all. Welcome you. Welcome you. You know, if you're here for the first time, we want to especially give you our warm Faith Defenders Bible Study Group welcome. And we want to invite you back to come to worship with us again, again, and again. We have Sister Ava waiting for us to do the reminders. She will best welcome you all. And amen. Sister Ava, are you ready for us?
Amen. Amen. Yes. Good night, everyone.
Night.
Good night, sis.
Good night. On behalf of the leadership of Faith Defenders Bible Study Group, it's my pleasure to welcome you. Faith Defenders Bible Study Group mission is to bring the hope of the gospel to our community and beyond. We are a non-denominational group dedicated to knowing Christ deeply and making Him known. Through the authority of Scripture, we study to grow in wisdom and to actively share our faith by inviting others into a life-changing relationship with Jesus Christ and to build His kingdom one person at a time. It is our vision to see a transformed community where the hope of the gospel reaches every heart. We envision a growing body of believers rooted in the truth of God's word, who are actively and personally sharing their faith, expanding the kingdom of God, one person, one small group, and one transformed life at a time. For those who were able to attend our midweek fellowship last Thursday, we had a very encouraging word by our own Sister Chantal. It was a blessing to our hearts. If you missed it, the replay is available at www.prayerportaltoheaven.com. Be sure to join us this Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, when we continue to study the book of Acts, chapter 5. This will be hosted by our partner ministry, Prayer Portal to Heaven Ministry International, on this same link. It promises to be a blessing. Post it on your status and invite everyone you know. Looking forward to seeing you all on Saturday at 8 p.m. for our regular Bible study. Have a productive week winning souls for Christ by the life you live and the words that you speak.
Amen.
I now hand over to Minister Lynette to close off in prayer and to do the benediction.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
God tonight for His unconditional, His unfailing love. And we thank God that we previously, we were enemies of God. We were separated. We violate His will. And we are breakers of His covenant. But tonight, we thank God that we are reconciled. We are no longer enemies of Christ.
Hallelujah.
We now have a relationship with God. The death of Jesus brought reconciliation.
Hallelujah.
We are no longer separated, no longer distanced from Him. We are
yes,
just.
Yes.
We are acquitted. and
Yes.
set free because of the blood of Jesus.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
For the blood
Yes.
Yes.
And thank
Thank
you for
Jesus.
loving us. Amen.
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 Praise
Thank
God.
you,
thank you, Jesus. Let us
Jesus.
pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we worship you tonight. And we come with hearts that are open, mighty God, full of faith and in complete confidence in you and your word. Father, we come as your children tonight. We are covered under the blood and the eternal covenant you made for us.
Yes,
mighty
Lord.
God, we declare tonight that we are not distant from you,
Jesus.
Oh God. You are nigh to us, and you remember us,
you,
oh God. Whatever we are going through, you remember us just like how you remember Joseph. Oh God, we thank you tonight for remembering us. Lord, we worship you tonight, and we thank you for your unfailing love. We thank you for the free gift of your righteousness, oh God. And we acknowledge that where sin abound, oh God, grace abounds much more. So we give you glory tonight. Hallelujah. We renounce the voice, oh God, of the enemy and the whisper of guilt, and we declare righteous before you. Father, we stand tall in you tonight.
Thank you,
oh
God.
God. We thank you that no weapon, mighty God, against us will prosper.
No weapon.
And we anchor our soul, we anchor our mind and our situation.
Lord.
God, in absolute truth of Romans chapter 5, Lord God, we were neither righteous nor good, but sinners, oh God, when Christ died for us. So tonight we thank you, mighty God, and we declare ourselves justified.
Hallelujah.
And in your goodness, oh God, and your perfect love. We praise you tonight, oh God.
Yes,
and
Lord,
the blood of Jesus Christ covers, God, our present, our past, and our future. Lord,
yes, Lord.
Yes,
and verse 11 says, we will come by the blood of and the word of our testimony. So we are overcomers tonight.
Yes,
oh God,
Lord.
By the
Lord.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
We are more than
yes, Lord.
Conquerors.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And
being
by
his blood.
And brought you to close relationship with you because of the shed blood of Jesus Christ. So God, tonight we reclaim our purpose, oh God, you have for us. We reclaim, oh God, our joy. We reclaim,
oh
our
God,
joy.
Hallelujah.
Oh God, our victory and
yes.
everything the enemy has stolen, mighty
yes.
God.
Yes.
Father,
yes.
our bodies
yes.
before
yes.
you tonight, those who are sick, oh God, those who are suffering, those who are afflicted, you, Father, created us. You created our bodies, oh God, and you have the
yes,
power
Lord.
To heal. So tonight, oh God, we ask that you restore and make whole in the name of
Jesus.
Restore
Jesus.
Restore Jesus.
Every comfort, every hurt, oh God, every condition and every situation into your hand, Lord God. Every issue known and unknown, we place them into your hand. Lord, your word says in Jeremiah 30, verse 17, that you will restore health and heal our
bones.
So we take hold of that promise tonight in the mighty name of Jesus.
Lord.
We declare that health is being restored and healing is being manifested by the blood of Jesus. Praise you tonight. And we thank you, Lord God, that we are set free. We are liberated. We are justified by faith.
Hallelujah.
Father, we ask that you continue to be with us, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you continue to unite our hearts as one.
Bring
us, oh God, as hearts that cannot be broken.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
God, we pray tonight, oh God, that you have sealed this prayer, oh God, with the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh God, as we walk out this moment, mighty God, we walk out justified. We walk out saved. We walk out justified. We are reconciled. We are loved, oh God. And we are
yes, Lord.
We praise you, oh God. And we ask that you keep us covered and connected, oh God, to the vine in the name of
Jesus.
We praise you tonight,
thank you, Lord.
And we bless your
name. Hallelujah.
And we ask, oh God, that your face will shine upon us.
Hallelujah.
And
gracious
to us. We ask you to keep your hands upon us tonight, oh
yes,
God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, God.
In the
Amen.
Mighty name of Jesus. Tonight we praise you. We thank you
yes,
as
Lord.
We are careful, mighty God, to give
yes,
you all
God.
The praise.
Glory.
To give
yes,
all the
Lord.
Glory in Jesus.
Yes, God.
Mighty
in Jesus'
name.
Mighty name.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Bow down before you tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for your love.
Thank you, Lord.
God.
Praise God.
Praise
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Almighty God.
Praise
God.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So,
not yet.
Hallelujah.
Yes, we greet someone. Thank you, Minister Lynette. Thank you, Sister Eva. Thanks, everyone, again for being on.